Since last month's attacks, hundreds of schools across the country have put new restrictions on field trips. Administrators are nervous about sending students to New York or Washington, and some have prohibited travel to other cities. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Across the nation, school boards and superintendents have reacted to concerns of terrorism by ordering students to stay closer to home. A high school band from New Hampshire this month turned down an invitation to play at a football game in Montreal. A North Carolina debate team withdrew from a competition in Alabama, and teachers in Orange County, California, canceled their annual fourth grade trip to Sacramento. In each case, administrators say they didn't want to jeopardize students' safety away from home.
It's just a matter of saying the world has changed.
Bill McNeil is the school superintendent in Wake County, North Carolina, a system with more than 100,000 students in and around Raleigh. Earlier this month, he and the school board decided to prohibit most out-of-state field trips until December 1st.
It's not a matter of us saying we're running scared. It is a matter of saying life's just a little different. Let's just make certain we know where our children are, and if anything happens, we can get them home.
As fewer students travel, the effects are being felt at tourist attractions. In Washington, the Smithsonian Institution has experienced a drop in the number of school groups, as have museums and theaters in New York. Companies that organize student bus tours also have noticed a decline in business. Curtis Edwards owns American Destinations, a West Virginia firm that arranges travel for schools in 24 states.
Fall business has dropped off substantially, which is very understandable. I'd say we did about 5,000 students in the fall. Oh, well over half that business has postponed until the spring. And of course, they're concerned with safety.
In school districts that have enacted new rules, reactions from students are mixed. In some places, groups needed little coercion to cancel field trips because children and their parents had already decided on their own to stay home. The band at one Pennsylvania high school even declined an invitation to play at the Gator Bowl. Elsewhere, though, students are reluctant to cancel long-planned out-of-state excursions. Back in Wake County, parents and students at this middle school are voicing strong opposition to the new travel restrictions. Next week, more than 100 eighth graders were scheduled to take a bus trip to Busch Gardens, the Virginia amusement park. But 13-year-old Chantel McIntyre says the school's new travel policy forced the event to be called off.
I heard from my teachers, and then I heard from my mom, and I was just outraged. I was like, how can they cancel this trip? We've paid money and everything else, and they just want to go ahead and cancel it. I was really ticked.
Chantel says she's disappointed with Superintendent McNeil's decision because she was looking forward to a fun outing with her friends. Chantel's mother, Robin, is disappointed too, but for a different reason.
President Bush got on the TV and said, go on with your life. Act like nothing has happened. We're not going to let these terrorists stop us in our tracks. But Mr. McNeil is letting terrorists stop our kids in our tracks. I don't agree with that, because that's putting more fear in them than it is anything.
The superintendent says he'll reevaluate the travel restrictions in December, so students may be able to take road trips this spring. Indeed, throughout the country, leaders of several school systems say they hope to resume travel on a normal schedule after the first of the year, unless something else happens before then that raises new worries about safety. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.